USA Chat, December 27, 2022. Everyone is silent until Sat joins the meeting.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to chat.
Hi, Sat John. Thank you for the time. So good to have you.
First, happy Christmas and Merry Christmas to all of you. I am sure you all had a good time with the family and friends. And now let's start our chat. Anything you would like to share or ask or whatever you guys want to do.
Hi, Sat. This is Gopi. Merry Christmas to you too. As always, thank you so much for all these opportunities that you have been giving us through all these years. I just wanted to pour out my heart of so much gratitude for you, your grace, your wisdom, all the teachings that you've been showering on us with, you know, during all these years, past year, and every moment. I truly want to thank you so much for all the expansion to the extent of my capacity, all the enforcement that I have experienced by practicing, by trusting actually your divine words of wisdom and practicing them. Last year, as we all know, there has been you know, a lot of chaos and, you know, other things going on in the world, but you taught us by simplifying our thoughts and mind, we are able to give more understanding, less reaction, less resistance in different situations. And with your teaching and acknowledging, especially the Divine Mother, love, grace, and wisdom, this has happened to me to my extent. And I want to thank you so much. I truly appreciate every taste of, you know, all these practices and experiences. And, you know, I love you so much. There's no words to express the appreciation that my heart wants to express, but that's all I could do and I can do. I love you so much.
Thank you, Gopija.
Hi, this is Mandana. May I share something?
Sure.
I wanted to share that my husband and I just came back from a long trip. And prior to this trip, I was concerned about being far away for a long time in a location with limited internet and phone access in case my mom's condition changed and I couldn't be reached easily or I couldn't travel back fast enough. I shared my concern with you, and with your blessing and encouragement, I went on this trip and really felt good about my decision. And as it turned out, my mom continued doing well. My sisters and daughters were available if needed. And my husband and I really enjoyed our trip. This was a good example of how believing that I was needed and wanting to be somebody has chained me to my ego and has influenced my happiness for most of my life. At least now, with your teachings and tools that you have offered us, I'm able to identify these chains and try to break away from them. In fact, following your teachings is a new way of living for me. Thank you for showing me how life can be joyful. Mm-hmm. And I just don't have anything to offer in return for all you have done for me, except to share joyful moments of my life that you have brought to me and give me my sincere love and devotion. Thank you, Seth. I love you.
Thank you. The key word that you say is identifying. It is so amazing that all of us cannot identify the cause of our pain. Where before, we just thought that these are just the normal happening. And we didn't know where the source of it was and who ourself is. And it was just like being in a jungle without any light. Now I hear it daily from every one of you that I identify now. I identify the character that has built this ego self. And I see it. Just seeing it is enough to be able to disidentify with it. And that is, like you said, new way of life, where we can handle things in a different light than we did before, that we do have a torch in our hand, that the darkness doesn't scare us because we are bringing the light to it, the light of wisdom and the light of love.
Hi, Seth. This is Nilu. I also wanted to say that, like everyone else said, it's very hard to express my gratitude because I feel like every time something breaks, it's, or every time a wisdom penetrates inside, it's like a fake bubble just burst and you just see some reality into what you need to see, and you just feel so free. So it's really hard with words, you know that, to express how amazing it is when you know that you can put, you know, the whatever it is down and use the tools and have a much, much easier time and a joyful life. Also, Sajun, today I was listening and contemplating on the article of the story of the child on the way back home. And if you allow me, I'm going to read a couple of lines before I ask my question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's about the boss. You say, until we realize that all of this obedience, reaction, acceptance, and beliefs do not have any base or do much good, we continue to obey them. Once a person realizes that the mind is not enough and the one that obeys it is not enough and it is too limited, the expansion starts. As long as we have not accepted that the mind is no longer enough, we have not begun our journey. I was contemplating, Sajun, on the word enough. I have some ideas, but I wanted you to please explain a little more about enough. Thank you.
Well, every heart wants to be happy, at least content, which is even better, more lasting. But we turn to the mind for a solution to remove our unhappiness. We get to the point of dead end where we see clearly that the mind is not capable of removing unhappiness because it is the cause of unhappiness. Now, what is this mind I'm talking about? It's not the mind itself, it's the thoughts that we accepted and we obeyed. And who obeyed it? The entity that was built on the beliefs. And so now with the knowledge that we have, we find out that the mind is not enough. And we also have found out that the mind is the thoughts are the cause of our discomfort. And another point is that we have learned not only the quality of this belief system, but also a tool to identify it and let it go. So that is obedience to what is not enough. That each soul has it until they find out there is a way out.
So Sajjan, is this like the yearning that we have for freedom, because whatever it is not enough, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Why would you go for freedom if you felt already free?
Thank you.
Hi, Sat. This is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi. I was able to connect with somebody over those holidays that I haven't been able to connect with for several years. And at first, she had a very negative attitude about Christianity, to the point where she was making kind of perverse jokes about things. I talked to her about it, and finally she blurted out, "No one ever told me that God is inside of me." And I couldn't believe that came out of her mouth. And I just was like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. And it's so true. So I just wanted to share that with you, because there's so many people that need to hear that. And then the second thing was, one of your teachings, I was able to just share at the right moment with her when something happened and she said, oh, the universe must be trying to teach me a lesson or something. And I said, well, you know, who knows? We don't really know anything, do we? And she said, yeah, I guess not. And I was so happy that I could connect with her with something that I learned from you.
Yeah, I'm glad that this meeting happened between you and your friend. I'm sure she needed it. And when people start feeling rebellions toward the religion, you can be sure that they are ready for the truth. Because just like the mind, the religion is not enough for them. The way it's presented, they want the essence of the religion. They want to hear something that gives them expansion, not take away their freedom. And those are the ones when they are fed up with ordinary way of preaching, that they really, what they are saying is, I'm frustrated and I didn't get it from the source that I thought I would get it. Is there anybody to feed me? And then you arrive and you feed her even few sentences of the essence of Christianity. And she says, yeah, that resonate with my heart, in my heart. And this is what I mean by holding a torch of truth and light. It's not that we are against any religion. God knows I respect every prophet, perhaps even more than those that start a war for them. But at the same time, as our understanding expand and we see the result of this expansion, we begin to have this aura around us that those that are thirsty for the real, real essence, they find us. They might not be more than handful, but that's enough. So that was beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Sat. And I just want to say it was a family member, so it was even more impactful for my life.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm glad that you shared your true understanding with her, and I'm sure you will stay with her and she'll find her way.
Hi, Sajan. This is Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Sajan. Sajan, I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank you for showing me what grace really means and that I am not the doer. Thank you for showing me how to be dead and still live, to remember I'm temporary and also everything around me are temporary. Thank you for trust to show me I don't know anything. Thank you for showing me the real meaning of being thankful and live the moments in contentment. Thank you for the true meaning of love that takes away all expectations. Sajan, thank you for all your amazing wisdom and teachings. I'm so grateful to you, and I love you with all my heart and soul. Thank you, Sajan.
Thank you, Angela. That was beautiful.
Sajan, a few people pointed about I'm nobody or I don't know anything. I just want to share a small realization that I had this week about that, because this is the practice that I've been doing for a long time, and it's been really, really effective for me in many situations. And I want to confirm this realization with you to see if that's correct or not. When I'm reminded of this, I'm nobody and I don't know anything, I realize that I, in this statement, is not the ego I that is saying that, me or mine. I is basically the inner I, the inner self that is declaring that or announcing that. And by acknowledging or declaring that, the self or my being immediately pulls me in when this is reminded. And that's what it needs to be done. And it supports it, basically, if I do it with all my heart. So I just want to see if that was correct or not.
No, the I don't know anything is the ego admitting, finally. And that is such a new concept for ego that thinks that knows everything and is somebody. It is all about the ego. The ego finally realized that by letting go of knowing and the body identification, that will be sucked into the source. So it's not the source that pronounced that, because the source has no need to do that.
Well, thank you very much, Azizela. I love you.
May I share one more thing?
Yeah, you can share as much as you want.
I wanted to mention that during this same trip, we spent a lot of time, most of the time, in the nature that has remained untouched. And everywhere I looked, we both witnessed simplicity and purity in our surrounding. And when you see such purity and simplicity, there is nothing to judge or think about. It was just simple and pure, nothing else. This is when I completely was recognizing the perfection in creation. And on one of those instances, felt completely present in the moment, with complete clarity of mind, no thoughts. And while I was experiencing all this, I was extremely getting emotional, because I was thinking about all you have done for me to get to this point, to appreciate all this and be able to experience it and feel the joy. Because it was only a few months ago that I desperately came for answers and I met you. and you opened your heart and took me in and have given me so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Hi, Sajun, it's Little Flower. What Angela said and what Mada said sat in my heart so much, and it just reiterates how important you are to all of us. Last night I had a chance to tell you and have one of my elephants in the bathtub expressions with you, and there was an instant where I saw how you grabbed what I was saying. I saw it in your eyes. And I really live for those moments, Sachina, and it just makes this elephant a little bit more comfortable in her bathtub. Today we had an audio that with Mira and Radha we were trying to listen to, and it was so potent that we all had to go do something, because I had to do the "Are you man or woman?" meditation and ask myself, am I my exploding mind? It was so big. They had to go for a run. I had to go for a drive in the rain. I mean, we all had to do something. And just these things with you, Sajina, my moments in my life is just these things. And I just am so grateful for that. Yeah, I can't even tell you. And one thing I really wanted to thank you for, all throughout our years together, I had this tendency to defend myself. And I'm so sorry that you had to put up with that so often. And I saw that tendency come up last week a little bit, where immediately I wanted to defend myself. And I watched it and I sat with it and I let it kind of dissipate. And what I realized is that the more I drop of those things, the more there is space for you to occupy inside of me. And I'm just so grateful for any opportunity where there's a vacancy, more and more of a vacancy for you to occupy. So I just wanted to thank you for all of that.
Oh, Little Flower, you're so sweet. Every time you open your mouth, it's nothing but gratitude and love that pours out. Yes, your life is very special. Not too many people have a life where 24/7 they're either thinking of divinity, writing about it, hearing, eating, sleeping, breathing. And that is such an opportunity that comes around very rarely, where a person is free of family, as far as immediate family goes, and does not have that responsibility in this lifetime, and their destiny is to spend their remaining of their life in a very high type of art of living.
I just treasure your place in my heart so much, and I just want to say that. That's all.
Thank you.
Sajaji's, good evening. This is Sepide.
Good evening.
I wanted to say that I've been thinking about the teachings, and I know in my heart that the depth of these teachings is never ending. No matter how much I think I have grasped, I realize that there's much deeper to go. So I try not to think of all of that anymore and just wish and hope that I am able to dedicate my time to just be involved with the teaching and just spend my moments being involved with the teaching. And I think that is a huge opportunity. I'm so grateful for the opportunity, because I know that I know it's a privilege and I know it's a blessing. And I am very grateful, and my hope for the new year is to be able to spend my time, spend my moments with the teaching as much as possible. Thank you so much.
Well, Sepi Dejan, I think your wish came true about 10 years ago. And I'm not sure how come you're not seeing it. You spend every moment of your free time with the audios and videos, and it's not, you're being fed so continuously that you really don't need extra effort, because as you know, when there is a need for one of the truth to nullify the situation, I am sure that it comes up automatically, because you are being fed and nourished by the truth. So I really think that's not something to wish for, and just accept that you already have it.
Thank you so much, but nothing is, if you don't water the plant, it will die. So even the privileges that we have, the opportunities that we have, if they're not priority for us, if we don't prioritize them, they will disappear. So my wish is, honestly, my wish is to be able to stay focused and keep watering the plant.
Yeah, and again, I have to answer you, it's too late for this wish. You have had so much of this type of food that the fear of not being able to continue with the same intensity is not for you. If it was in the beginning where there was a lot of still attraction that the world offered to you and you enjoyed them, I would say yes, water it as vigorously as you possibly can. But we get to a point where the meaning of life as we knew is not the same anymore. That's when we don't have to worry about losing it. It, like Baba says, just seems like a dry bone. And we feel like we are giving it the meat. We are giving that dry bone the blood and life. You've been on this path long enough and have been familiar enough, so I don't think our return to the bazaar is possible. On that note, Happy New Year to all of you. And when I say new year, means new every moment when we don't go with our memory and repetition of our reaction. That's our new year. So let's watch our old reaction and old way of thinking and remember that we want it new and letting them go. Namaste to all of you.